Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the Miller Lite Complex having a great time. Are you ready to go party? Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to Jazz Fest. Today's password is PIROG, P-I-R-O-G-U-E. Now go to WWL.com/contest and register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance to win Jazz Fest tickets plus round-trip Jazz Fest Express shuttle passes. WWL is giving away a pair every day this week. All you have to do is listen to Tommy, me, Scoot, or Sports Talk for the Jazz Fest password of the day to see amazing artists like Foo Fighters, Neil Young, Bonnie Raitt, Queen Latifah, Hozier, Greta Van Fleet, Trombone Shorty, and more. Good luck and happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. We are now joined by, I guess it's safe to say, one of America's foremost textile artists. She's laughing at me. Kathy Shore, she is responsible for the artwork on all of this Jazz Fest clothing that you see everyone wearing. Some of the most vibrant colors. I was just saying that to Kathy. I'm amazed at how they pull these color palettes together on the clothing. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This has had to have been an exciting ride for you, right?
Very exciting, yeah. And it was, came out of the blue, I guess. I can maybe say that, but it was unexpected, and it's been, an incredible ride. Yeah.
I had a chance. We were talking to Bud, who you collaborate with in a lot of this, and he kind of said the same thing. His whole career just kind of was a weird happenstance. Wanted to be a doctor, ends up being a lawyer, and then ends up doing Jazz Fest for the rest of his life.
He's got a crazy ride there, for sure.
So your ride, maybe not as crazy, but still a ride, right?
Yes, definitely.
So tell us a little bit about how this process works. I think the listening audience is curious of, from beginning to end, y'all design a shirt. How does that work?
Yeah, so obviously, first we have to come up with a theme, an idea, which revolves around Louisiana culture, and so once we get an idea that we want to try to make into what we consider an attractive pattern, I'll just start drawing out like samples and sending them to Bud, and we collaborate, and it's, just the ideas build and things change, and then after, it seems like a really long time, we come up with, a design that we feel like really works well with the idea. And so once we get that, then we start talking about, color palette, or maybe we have an idea of it already. And so my job is first to to help bring the idea into a pattern, a design, and then lay it all out, because it is textile. It needs to be a certain size and match up sides to side and top to bottom. So, it's kind of like a puzzle.
Repeat pattern. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So once we get that, then we start, laying in the colors and using and seeing what works and what we like or don't like. And then finally, I paint up the full pattern in color, now on paper. I used to do it on silk, as you had asked me before. And then it, goes to the printer. And that's the process in a nutshell.
This process, so here we are, we're at Jazz Fest this year. Obviously, everything's being presented. Have y'all already started talking and thinking about next year?
Not exactly. I try to put Bud off, but for example,
you want a little bit of a break?
Yeah. For example, I saw him yesterday just like for a couple of minutes up at the Art for Now tent, and he's like, I got this idea. I want to show you this picture. Can you wait just for, and so it's constant.
The wheels are turning, right?
Yeah. I have to put a brake on it sometimes.
But it is a fairly lengthy process, though, right?
It is, for sure.
It's not something that you think about over a two-week period of time and get it accomplished.
No, and I don't think anyone would believe how long it actually takes us to go from start to finish. I mean, months and months, and, you know, we're trying to shorten that period, but it's...
Is there kind of a drop-dead date that it's got to be done to get to production, you know, and get the... Because I'm not sure who makes all of these products, but, I mean, they, you know, you got to give them the time to get their production line working and everything else.
Yeah, and the fabric is printed in California, and we do generally have a drop-dead date, but we also generally go over it because it's not ready. So... It's hard, yeah. And Bud is a pusher, you know. It's like push to the last, you know, second and then some. So it's, you know.
So a little bit, would organized chaos be a fair characterization
of it? Yes, that is a perfect description of it. Yeah.
And when you start the new year, is there a sense of excitement about that? I mean, if thinking about, okay... You know, these patterns are very, very interesting. I mean, and y'all have been doing them for a number of years, right? A long time.
Yes.
I mean, to have something unique and equally as creative as the year before and the year before that and the year before that.
Oh, so you're saying when we're starting, like, a brand new one.
A brand new design.
It is. It's very exciting because you never know what's going to come out of it, really. But it's also, I mean, for me, you know, it's also kind of scary because... You know, it can go so many different ways, you know, and so to start, it's like, gosh, you know, where do I start? You know, like I said, it can go so many different ways. So it's very exciting. It's an exciting process. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to imagine.
It pushes you.
Does it feel like as each year passes, there's more mounting pressure?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, especially now because...
I mean, I'm not trying to be depressive.
No, it's a fact. It's a fact because, as you know, we've always talked, Bud and I, it's like, you know, in the beginning, we've already picked all the low-hanging fruit, you know.
Yeah.
We've done crawfish, oysters, gators, blah, blah, blah. So now it's like it becomes this, you know, thing of like you have to be a lot more creative, you know.
And, I mean, it's kind of, I kind of get the sense that maybe you're only as good as your last shirt, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, not to put any more pressure on you.
Right. That's why you need a break.
That's why you need a break. Bud, are you listening? Well, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, I don't think people... As many years as I've been coming to Jazz Fest, you know, you kind of take these things for granted. You know, you go to the store, there's the shirt. Oh, I love it. I love the colors. I love the pattern. Mm. You know, I don't know that there's a thought process for the consumer of how hard this is to get from point A to point B.
Sure. And it's always nice to hear the people behind the scenes that do the stuff, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, that's always, you know, exciting to me, you know, to hear the people that make things, you know, actually know where it's coming from.
And it's interesting about Jazz Fest because this is every year. Almost every product, right, is a new theme, a new palette.
Exactly.
A new, right?
Yeah. Mean,
there's not like a revisit year, right?
Yeah. No, not yet.
But that might be an idea, right? Yeah.
Oh, believe me, that's been thrown around. We're having trouble with the current design. Yeah. It's been thrown around.
Maybe we need to do a little nostalgia here, right?
Right.
Have a blanket of a piece of every shirt.
Yes. Right. Yeah. I'm sure it would be a huge hit.
Yeah, probably would. I probably would. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. It's good to get to talk to the people behind everything that's going on here and the breadth and depth of talent and the commitment that y'all have to this endeavor. And that's why this place is a huge success every year.
Well, thank you so much. It was a total pleasure. And I think it's great that you're doing this here.
Well, thank you. Kathy Shore, a textile artist responsible for the designs of all that you see out here that people are wearing every year. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the Miller Lite compound out here at Jazz Fest. That wind is blowing. It is really comfortable out here. It feels like air conditioned, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. It's so comfortable out here. We are now joined by Wally Talon, Jambalaya Capital Catering. You give it away in the name. I know what you're preparing, jambalaya, right?
Yep.
So what kind of jambalaya do you prepare?
Pork and sausage with tomatoes.
So it's a red jambalaya then?
It's a red jambalaya that I got to have because the other guy does a Cajun jambalaya.
Does a Cajun, which is brown, right?
He's the brown jambalaya and I'm a red jambalaya.
You're the red jambalaya. How long have you been out here?
12 plus. I don't know exactly.
So tell me about your experience. I mean, obviously, it's worked well for you. You enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy the Jazz Fest. I'm a 25-year president of the Jambalaya Festival out of Gonzales.
Oh, there you go.
Which I just took a resignation. But I'm also a past champ.
Okay, absolutely.
Champ of champs. I was a champ out of Boucherie out of Sorrento. I was champ out of Strawberry Festival, Jambalaya. So I've been cooking quite a while, 40-something years of Jambalaya.
Now, your place of business is in Prairieville. Where'd you grow up?
Gonzales.
In Gonzales?
Yeah.
And is your recipe something that was handed down in your family? Or
I had an uncle of mine that did a lot of cooking. He started me out in the Jambalaya Festival, and I ain't never looked back since.
So jambalaya became your life, huh?
Yeah. I had a salvage yard, and we'd have parties three or four nights a week and cooking jambalaya, sauce pecans, and hog crackers, whatever come up, you know?
Yeah. So what is this experience at Jazz Fest meant to you and your business?
I meet a lot of interesting people and get their input on a lot of stuff and stuff that I hadn't tried before. I might try it, you know? And I'm big into food. I'm not a big drinker or nothing like that, but I love to
cook. You have your priorities, right?
I love to cook and I love to eat.
So, obviously, you put a lot of protein in your jambalaya. What protein do you put in?
I use pork and sausage. And it's a sausage that's made in Prairieville, where I'm from. Verons. I don't know if you ever heard of
them. Yeah, I have. Absolutely.
But they've been good friends to me, and I support them as much as I can, and been using their products since I've been over here. So
the pork, you prepare that how?
They prepare everything for me.
Okay.
They cut it up. It's called a cushion meat. It's off the front leg, and it comes like almost like a little roast. But it's similar to the Boston butt, only, like I said, come off the front. But it's a real good textured meat.
Good texture,
yeah.
Very...
good taste to it, too.
Good taste to it as well.
Yeah.
If you had to say, what is the most important ingredient in your jambalaya, or is that a secret?
No, it just, over the years, you kind of get your seasoning around what you need to do with it. And that's the biggest part, getting it seasoned right, your timing, how much water, all that, it's all got a big play into it. You got to know, always go 2 pounds of total meat to a pound of rice. So that's the way that works.
And are you cooking your jambalaya in what kind of pot?
It's a cast iron pot, 40 gallon.
40 gallon?
I'm putting 50 pounds of rice, and I put 60 pounds of pork with 40 pounds of sausage, because they want more sausage here. Well, I would have normally put a little cut back on the sausage tongue, but it's 70 and 30 instead of 60 and 40.
Now, I know you're kind of limited here, but what is your preferred flame to use under that cast iron pot?
I use about a 10-inch burner. You know, it's just regular propane burners. And I got the same burner on all of my pots.
I've talked to some folks that really like a wood fire, you know, a wood burning fire.
Yep. Well, our competition for the Jambalaya Festival in Gonzales, you have to cook on wood.
Uh-huh.
And you have to cook three excellent jambalayas to make champion. You start with 10 pounds of rice, then you make the semifinals, you go to 15. You make the finals, you go to 20 pounds of rice. So,
because in theory, it's more difficult, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time you step up and it's all on firewood,
yeah,
and the windy day like this, you better have some good windbreakers. Somebody eat you up. Don't go try to cook no short pants.
Who'd have thought there was a real science behind jambalaya, cooking jambalaya, right?
Don't go out there with short pants on, try to cook that fire.
So yesterday, first day, 8 days this year. How was y'all's day yesterday?
I did 2 pots yesterday and hopefully do about 4 today. Maybe 5 for Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Wally, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you. You're in food area where?
Area 2, booth 32.
Food area 2, booth 32 for those that want to try out Wally Talon's jambalaya. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right, best of luck to you. We will be right back, folks. We're out here at the Light Beer Compound at Jazz Fest. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. We are here at the Miller Lite Compound. This is the place to be at Jazz Fest. I'm going to tell you, they've got a little bit of everything, and this place is so organized, it's over the top. And we are joined by Tom Schwarner, the distributor of sales executive for Miller Lite. Tom,
that's right.
Thank you for hosting us today. We really appreciate it. We have a great time every year.
Absolutely. We have a lot of fun out here, too. You know, back in 1970, Miller Lite or Molson Coors started off sponsoring Jazz Fest with Miller High Life. And now we are a huge sponsor of the event and have absolutely enjoyed our relationship with the Jazz Fest team and everybody out here. So while I got a second, I want to thank everybody on the Crescent Crown team and the Molson Coors team for all the work that goes on behind the scenes to get us to this point. So a lot of hard work here.
You know, it's amazing that you say that because this is the second year in a row we've broadcast, third year, I think, from here.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning when I show up early, there's nothing beneath anyone on that team.
Right.
I mean, y'all are, this place is spick and span every morning, cleaned up. I mean, it is shining and, you know, folks are prepping for the day, and
it is,
and
yes.
It's a great opportunity for y'all to interact with so many friends, clients, customers. I mean, just what an event.
It's a well-oiled machine, and I can tell you there's the guys that Mike Cassio's team, the Florida Lee Events, these guys are awesome. They're the ones who are working early in the morning,
yeah,
getting this thing ready.
Well,
but
I saw some of y'all's guys,
yeah,
here,
well,
too,
because
I know some of them. They,
yeah,
were here.
That's right. We're all out here, but yeah, it is. It really is. And, you know, it's not a task or a chore. It's something that we love to do because there's nothing more fun than coming into Miller Lite tent. So
yeah, you know, this city has been blessed with great corporate partners like you guys standing,
sure,
up, because without the corporate partnerships that are established out here for so many years and so many that have stayed the course each and every day, it would be almost impossible to put on a quality event like this without it.
Right. Well, you know, that's why we're still here, because it is a quality event. We enjoy, as I said, our partnership with Jazz Fest, and it has just grown year over year every year. And we just love seeing everybody walking around Jazz Fest, even in here, having a Miller Lite, drinking some of the Molson Coors products that we're serving out here. So everything that goes on in the background to get to this point is all just makes, you know, the day is made when we see everybody out here.
So, Tom, I'm going to ask you a question. I need you to be honest.
Okay.
You're here for the Stones?
Yes, I'm a Stones fan, but I either get through this weekend first, because a lot of people that want to come to Jazz Fest and be in the tent. So, yes, I'm absolutely looking forward to it.
So how much pressure?
It's a lot of pressure. You know, it is a lot of pressure, but we're managing it, managing through it. All I got to do is make sure I get my wife here, and I'll be all right.
Yeah, I don't that's actually my wife's birthday, that Thursday. She wanted for her birthday present. So we'll be here.
That's awesome.
As well. So, you know, we look forward to it. And I got to imagine, you know, your folks here, they're so helpful. There's a sense of excitement. You can feel it.
Every year, you know, we start, well, our marketing team starts way prior year, but all the activities start, all the planning starts, you know, the 1st of January, and we meet with the Jazz Fest team and Craig with Jazz Fest, who we work very closely with to get all this done. But it is a team deal, and we absolutely are excited from the beginning to end. I know when we have our first meeting in January, everybody is so pumped up. You know, everybody's waiting for the acts to come out, you know, everything. So it's an honor and a privilege to be out here, to be a part of the whole thing.
Well, thank you so much again for hosting.
Absolutely.
WWL. We look forward to it. In fact, I started calling to make sure that I was on the slate this year, because I had so much fun in the previous year. So many of the guys that work for your organization I grew up with. I know them, you know, a whole bunch of them, and they're all great folks, and they do a great job, and they really believe in the mission of the organization and making Jazz Fest what it is today.
And definitely.
It's really refreshing to hear that.
I'll put a plug in for Nick Hazard, too, who put me on the spot because he didn't show up.
Yeah, he stood me up again.
Nick Hazard, you owe me a beer later, buddy.
They say he's going to be here later. Actually, he's covering for y'all over at the Zurich, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that, but he'll be here. He's here every day, just like everybody
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you to him, man.
Tom
I appreciate
Schwarner
it.
With Miller Lite. Thank you so much again.
All
Great
right.
job.
Thank you, bud.
We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, are you ready to go party? Now is your chance to win a pair of tickets to Jazz Fest. Today's password is PIROGUE, PIROGUE. Now go to WWL.com/contest and register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance to win Jazz Fest tickets plus round-trip Jazz Fest Express shuttle passes. WWL is giving away a pair every day this week. All you have to do is listen to Tommy, me, Scooter, Sports Talk for the Jazz Fest password of the day to see amazing artists like Foo Fighters, Neil Young, Bonnie Raitt, Queen Latifah, Hozier, Greta Van Fleet, Trombone Shorty, and more. Good luck and happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Now, if you're looking to see in very interesting genre of music, I was exposed to it last night. I knew that I would be interviewing Sam Kraft with a group called Sweet Crude. They incorporate English, French in the lyrics of their song, a really incredible pop beat. They performed at the Kennedy Center, and I watched the entire concert last evening. It was blown away. It was a great job. The energy, Sam, that you and others in the band bring to the stage, you can't help but almost get out of your chair and start dancing.
Yeah, thanks, Dool. Well, you know, we want to represent the fun we're having on stage. And we're kind of not afraid to, you know, be goofy, have fun, even choreograph some stuff while we play this music. And because we want to represent the music well, and the music is energetic, it's pop, it's fun. And we want to just give a slightly different voice to Louisiana Francophone culture, because we have built what we've built on, the traditions of Louisiana and of New Orleans, but we don't necessarily want to repeat that stuff. And we know that the people are out there doing that so well. And we decided we want to show that Louisiana, especially Louisiana French-speaking culture, is not one thing, it's not monolithic, it's not totally homogenous. And we're all from New Orleans, you know, we're right. younger-ish. And so we wanted to kind of play the music that we love, but with this traditional French dialect, and that kind of got the band. That's the principle behind the band. And that thing at the in DC at the Kennedy Center was awesome, and they love to celebrate kind of Louisiana Francophone culture, which is this like important minority culture that we have to highlight and celebrate as much as we can. And so we're doing it with pop music.
Now, y'all have a name for this genre. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's real hard to describe, but I've kind of been describing it, I guess. It's keyboards and all this kind of stuff. It's synthesizers and drum beats and a lot of percussion and everybody's singing. But we've reduced that down to pop louisianaise.
Louisianaise.
Because pop is like it's like la musique pop. So it's like a feminine now. So that's why louisianaise and not louisianais. For the language nerds out there. But yeah, pop louisianaise, because it's obviously it's modern, it's original music. Okay, we're not really doing too much of the traditional stuff, although we do like to do that. But then it's louisianaise, so it's like it does pay homage to the traditions of here. It does have this sense of we're gonna be celebrating local culture and all of the flavors and all of the dances and all of the energy, joie de vivre, if you will, in our music. But at the end of the day, it's original pop.
So I think you guys have performed at Jazz Fest, what, 3 or 4 times?
Yeah, this might be number 5.
If
I may be so bold, yeah. We're very fortunate. We've done Fado Do stage.
Right.
We've done Lanyap stage. We've done the Accura stage, now known as Festival stage now. Yeah. We've done Gentilly stage.
In fact, you will be at the Festival stage at 2:30 today.
Yes,
so those
sir, yes.
Headed down here if you want to. I love the energy that y'all bring.
Thank you, Newell.
And the lyrics are very interesting, and the vocals, all of y'all are incredible singers.
Thank you.
I mean,
we try to, Alexis Marceau,
yes.
She's out there. I'm co-lead singing, sort
right.
of, but really I'm keeping up with her because she's got an incredible voice. And so she and I are on this together. She would never want to tell you this, but she was on The Voice.
And she
did very well. And she and I, you know, we put that together. We both went to NOCA. And she did musical theater. I did classical music because I'm a violinist first and foremost. And together we harmonize together, and everybody's singing, and it's fun. And you know, she's Marceau. My family heritage is Sachery and Haydel and a bunch of other Daigle and other names. I mean, your name is Norman, which not a lot of people might know that. Like Normandie is an important source of where we get Acadian folk from.
Absolutely.
You know, and so like, does it just, you know, we all have this sort of a shared heritage, and a lot of sometimes it's a little bit hidden, or you might not know about it. And a lot of folks without French names spoke French for generations and generations. And you know, we have a lot of that to celebrate. And that's what makes Louisiana important for the rest of the world.
So how would you describe the curiosity of your audience? Because, you know, every now and again, they'd show a couple of people in the audience at the Kennedy Center, and they were truly enjoying themselves. They were tapping and beating and everything else. But when you talk to your audience afterwards, what is their reaction?
Right. So someplace like the Kennedy Center, a sit-down audience, it's a little bit more reserved.
Yeah, it
is. And it's a little bit more academic, I'd say.
Right.
So we have a chance to actually explain what's happening. It's a little less about get up and dance and have a party, although we do that on stage. We can have the storytelling element. And we find that translates, because everyone has some kind of story of like, yeah, we used to have this thing and it's gone now and I wish we could still have it or something like that. And Louisiana French is something like that for a lot of people, it was in the family, and then my grandparents used to speak it, my parents spoke it, and then it became sort of inconvenient or it died off or they wanted to keep secrets from us or whatever the story is. And that is that's throughout the world. There is assimilation like that.
Yeah.
And like we were just talking about, Normandy and Brittany and all over France had other dialects of French.
Right.
And that still exists today in small pockets, and they're celebrated and embraced, but for a lot of them, it's too late. And so we're trying to make that not the case. And so a lot of wide audiences from all over the world have some sort of minority culture in their heritage that they embrace, that they're excited about. And so that's just a really common story. So that in that way, we can hit home with most people. And then a lot of people love Louisiana culture. They love New Orleans. That's not a hard sell, you know, when we talk about that stuff.
That's a curiosity I was talking about. You know, people are mystified.
Yes.
By both New Orleans and the French culture in Louisiana, right?
Right, exactly. So they it's a little bit of a curiosity. It's a little bit of it's something like, I can't believe there's still folks speaking French there after all these hundreds of years and all this stuff. And we want to be a lightning rod and say, hey, everybody, look, we're still here. We're still doing it. Tons of people are curious about what goes on here. Why is this happening here? It's a weird cultural island unto itself. And yeah absolutely.
So what's next for you guys? You know, I mean, I know y'all are building. You have, what, three albums?
Yeah, and a bunch of songs online that
and
we did during the pandemic.
You perform with Big Frida as well, I understand?
Yeah, we've toured with Big Frida. We've toured with Tank and the Bangas. We've gotten to open up for a wide array of folks in various parts of the world for one-offs and festivals and things like that. So right now, you know, it's a different landscape after the pandemic for us, but what we do is we often will fly somewhere, do a thing, fly home. Fly somewhere, do a thing, fly home, if we are so lucky, you know? Yeah. And that in mind, we want to continue to really dig deep and dig our heels into this idea of like, hey, we want to go play at universities and be like, talk about the academic nature of what we're doing. And then go play for children somewhere and be like, who might be in French immersion, who don't know right. that, hey, you could do yeah. something cool with this. It's not just this classroom language. It's a yeah. thing. And then maybe we'll go to, hopefully we'll be able to go to Europe soon and be like, hey, France, you know, here we're your cousins. Let's celebrate this together. And then for other places that don't, that perhaps have no relation to us whatsoever, we can still be like, hey, we're fun music. Let's do this. And so we hope to play more festivals. We hope to do that stuff. Our day of just like fact-finding missions, being young people in our early 20s and just like eschewing all our responsibilities, probably that's behind us.
Behind you.
But so now there's a few babies in the band and stuff like that. We're a little bit more selective, but now we're, I don't want to reveal too much, but we plan on releasing some really special music in the next few months.
Oh, awesome.
And we're, like I said, we're digging our heels into the roots part of it. And at the same time saying, okay, that was the past, and for some degree, the present. What can we do for the future? So now our eyes are really set on the future, and people are going to get excited about the new music we're about to release. So stay tuned to all of our Sweet Crude social media, Sweet Crude Band, at Sweet Crude Band. It's we're on there.
Absolutely. I tell you, you guys are bold. So y'all walk out on the Kennedy Center stage,
yeah.
and y'all are wearing blue jean, white shorts, rolled up with a white shirt, yeah. with the sleeves rolled up, and tennis shoes on. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's kind of like a jazz fest walking around outside in the heat costume. But a lot of that is because we're dancing really hard on stage, and right, we have to be comfortable right. with that. You'll also find videos of us on stage all head-to-toe in sequins, yeah. or we'll all be in matching suits, or we've had custom jobs done with custom yeah, suits made. Yeah. And, we got to be bold on stage because we want to make a splash, and we want it to be fun. I mean, if you look at, you know, bands back in the day, you look at Dr. John and all those Night Trip days, I mean, they were really being evocative, eccentric, and we want to keep that in alive in New Orleans music. And, like, there's a band on stage right now from Columbia, I think, and they're in the most brilliant colors, and they all match.
Yeah.
And we want to do stuff like that. We want to have fun with that.
Let me ask you, I'm always intrigued by the number of folks that come out of the NOCA program.
Right.
The other night I went to Snug Harbor to see Trumpet Mafia. Uh-huh. And, you know, they played with Johnny Vodakovich, the drummer, who I think is an incredible drummer, right? And I just love seeing the success of NOCA students. How important was that to you in your development?
Critical, yeah. And so I went to NOCA. My brother, who's in the band, went to NOCA. I said Alexis went to NOCA. And so we've had this NOCA thing going through our band for a while now. It was really formative. I have to say, when we went on to music university afterward, that was, I have to say, it was kind of a breeze because we had all this kind of intense conservatory-like thing in the in our high school years. So then that training was important. And then I was in the same class as John Batiste, in the same class as Trombone Shorty, a few years after Big Sam, and a bunch of other luminaries. And so having that experience, and then it's very casual to see someone around like Johnny Vodakovich or Jason Marsalis, somebody like that.
Yeah.
And that is a huge, like a family connection, a fraternity, if you will, that when we still have this link together. And so now we are able to sit in with those folks and still have like a friendship all these years later or whatever it may be, despite varying degrees of success. Some of us have gone on to Juilliard and done huge things. Some of us are still doing our very niche thing, and it's all mutual respect.
But what I love about it is it all comes back to New Orleans. Right,
right, precisely. We owe it to NOCA. We owe it to NOCA and all of the people who have invested in NOCA and all the people who continue to invest in NOCA in dance, art, theater, culinary now is a huge program, and a panoply of other specialties. And so I did classical music, not necessarily the meal ticket for NOCA, you would think,
right.
but however, it's just been an awesome experience nonetheless.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.